from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a better Pirate lineup. The question is how much better? I kept hearing and reading the word marginal. Or marginally, when I was reading accounts, you know, winners and losers of the trade deadline, all that stuff. Hopefully to be a little bit more than that. But it's fun, nonetheless, to try to put together your ideal lineup. So this is when Connor Falefa is healthy and, you know, like I said, the team's on the floor here. What would your ideal lineup be, including the four bench pieces, before we get to September when they can expand the roster? What would it be? So let's go one by one. City Limits, are you ready?
I have a question.
Yes?
So you said including Connor Falefa being healthy. Are we also including Nick Gonzalez being healthy?
No.
Okay.
Because he's not. He may not play till September, right?
Yeah, there's a possibility he's going to be out about, three,
yeah,
probably 4 weeks.
Not days.
Right.
Paul, you can't use Gonzalez. I apologize for that. I should have clarified. Can you turn on Paul's mic again?
I got you, Paul. There you go.
I apologize for that. I truly do. Can we move on?
Can we use Jared Jones?
You are forgiven.
Well, we're not doing, you and I are doing pitchers. Can we use Jared Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right. So when they're healthy, except for Gonzalez, who's your leadoff hitter? Let's go one by one. Who's leading off for the ball club? Limits?
Andrew McCutchen will DH and lead off.
Paul?
Same.
I'm going Connor Falefa will lead off and play second base or third or outfield, but I'll put him at second. And here's my reasoning why over Kutch. One, he runs better. He's stolen a bunch of bases the last 3 years, although less this year. Maybe his knee was acting up. I don't know, but he runs better. He doesn't strike out. He's only struck out 37 times. McCutchen has struck out 103 times. And I just view McCutchen at this point in his career as mostly an occasional power guy. Still a viable member of your lineup, but he hasn't really hit much in 2 months. Connor Falefa's better on base, better runner, and doesn't strike out. Can I convince you guys to change your minds?
Yeah, you could convince me of it. I don't think that the Pirates are going to move McCutchen off the leadoff spot.
That has nothing to do with what they wouldn't. That has nothing to do with this exercise.
I also think that Connor Falefa lengthening the lineup at about the 6, 7, or 8 spot, which we'll get to in a moment, is also going to be beneficial for this team as well, to have somebody right. hitting that high average-wise, which has not been seen in the bottom half of this order all year. He's hitting 290. Why not have that in the bottom third of the order?
Because I want the extra at-bat in a game, in case there is one, to be this guy with a better chance to get on base and not strike out than McCutchen. And if he gets on base, a better chance to advance with speed.
The only thing I will say about that is sample size is not very big for this guy. I mean, I don't know. I look at it, and I mean, he is a .264 career hitter, you know. But his on-base is .317. I mean, what's McCutchen's right now?
I don't know. I guess I'm just looking at this year. You're right. We could look at
a lot
of things.
If I look at it this year,
McCutchen
gets on base at .327 clip.
Yeah.
Kiner Falefa, or whatever the hell his name is, gets on base at .338.
Yeah, that's why I want him there.
There's something to be said.
Did I change your mind? No. That's okay. Who do you want batting second, Paul?
Actually, you know what?
He changed his mind.
Changing
his mind. That's a flexible man right there.
I didn't realize his on base was what it was.
Limits? Can I sway you on this one?
You have to bat him first. No question. I have him because he was in my lineup at second base, so I'm going to flip-flop him. And I'm going to flip-flop, and now I'm going to put McCutchen in. Okay, let's go.
And Kiner Falefa has let off for Toronto this year.
Of course he has.
I can get behind it.
He has 60 stolen bases the last 3 years as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that I look at it, you're right.
I love the fact that the pizza guy out there, and we're eating a slice on Broadway, which is unbelievable.
Incredible food today.
First thing he says was, I love the fact that the Pirates, instead of disassembling their team, went out and got some help.
Didn't it feel different yesterday?
That's happening in all corners of Pittsburgh today. Regardless of whether we think they could have gotten more, people are excited today.
Right.
And that's different. And that's why they've stolen July from the Steelers.
Well, I mean, seriously, they haven't added in 6 years. It felt like a new, rejuvenating feeling.
Can I just tell you how refreshing it is that we are in basically the first week of August?
Yeah.
Training camp's been going on now for more than a week, and we could easily do every one of these shows talking only about the Pirates. I mean, we obviously will talk about the Steelers, but it's incredible.
Right.
If you think about it.
And the headlines are offense dominates defense in goal line drill.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And Russell Wilson is, you know, kind of taking snaps today, but kind of not.
He's not doing seven shots
right.
again.
Yeah, whatever.
Your second place hitter. For me, it's Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Brian Reynolds in left, bat in second.
Paul?
Yes.
My number three hitter, Dr. O'Neill Cruz playing shortstop. He's been, I know last night was not the case with four strikeouts. But you know what? He's gotten some big hits on lefties, and he mashes the ball. Now he has some protection behind him that we'll get to. He's had some of that with Rowdy. I don't want to be unfair, but I like O'Neill in the three spot.
And he did it in game one, driving in that run with the double in the top half of the eighth inning. Cruz, who was supposed to be the leadoff guy this year, I mean, he's one of your main run producers. I like him batting third and playing short.
Paul?
Yeah, Cruz, absolutely.
My cleanup hitter is De La Cruz. I'll add the De La to a Cruz, and I have a cleanup hitter. And again, I've pounded this stat home. He hits homers and doubles. He has 37, and those are, I mean, you know, triples are sort of half the time luck. Homers and doubles are what I want from a power hitter. He has 37 of those combined. Kyle Schwarber has 33. Brian Reynolds has 38. Guys like Brent Rooker is in the mid-40s. Like, De La Cruz is in that ballpark. Yes, he's going to strike out a lot. Yes, he can't field. He hits baseballs that smack off walls and go over them. He's my cleanup hitter.
I'm with you. I like the potential that he brings power-wise and also just the ability to drive in runs. I mean, third on the team right now in RBIs and first tied with Brian Reynolds for home runs. He easily slots into that four spot, And the fact that this lineup can be lengthened out the way it is,
yes.
That's been the major concern and major problem. 7, 8, 9 at times have been automatic outs, and that's why they can't scrap together any runs.
By the way, we're assuming we're going against a righty here since most pitchers are righty.
Yes.
Paul, is De La Cruz your cleanup guy in right?
He is not.
Ooh, we have a twist in
first,
the plot.
My cleanup guy is my first baseman, Rowdy Tellez.
That's fair.
Man, he's been hitting the ball so well recently, but I think there's another thing that is at play here.
Yeah.
If you have Rowdy Tellez batting cleanup, and I'm going to reveal who my five hitter is, which is De La Cruz. I think that you, in some ways, are able to put together a 3-4-5 that you can mash. Now, I'm assuming you guys have Rowdy fifth.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about breaking up the two lefties, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like Rowdy. I like Rowdy batting at in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, I'm good actually
because
either way here. I'm good either way.
The other thing about Rowdy is, and the thing I kind of like about him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is he's reasonably good at putting the ball in play. You know what I mean? And so I give him a little bit of a leeway there.
I'll tell you this much. Listen to Rowdy since the end of May. In June, 333 batting average, 545 slug, 926 OPS. In July, 302 batting average, 587 slug, and 930 OP. This guy's on fire for two straight months here.
Yeah, him and I think Brian Reynolds have combined for the last 2 months for 50 RBIs.
I'll buy Paul here. If Paul's going to switch on my account, I'll switch on his account. I'll go Tellez, then De La Cruz.
I'm sticking Rowdy at fifth just because I think the ability to go right, left is valuable and important. But also, if Rowdy's batting fifth, and then eventually Nick Gonzalez sixth or whoever else who we get to at the sixth spot coming up,
yeah,
why not have that possibility? I mean, it just makes your lineup better, I think, to be able to have De La Cruz and then Rowdy Tellez and stack the Cruises and De La Cruzes together.
Yeah.
And be able to build the lineup that way.
Six. Yeah. In the six hole, this is where McCutchen should be. He gives you some power, right? That's what he is at this point in his career. He's an occasional power guy who will still give you a pro at bat. I like him here.
After you convinced me that Kiner Falefa should be first, I flip-flopped him in McCutchen, and McCutchen is now sixth.
I like that.
I'm sticking with it. And at six, I have Joey Bart catching and batting six.
Bart and Fink. And I still want you to see that movie. I've been telling you about it, and you still haven't watched it, have you?
I have not, no. Minutes. I'm sorry.
Here's the problem with, and it's a problem, that Joey Bart, he hasn't really slumped. That's unfair to Joey Bart. A little bit, he slipped. Let me put it that way. I have Joey Bart next, Paul. Do you? In the lineup?
Yeah.
At seven?
I have, no. In my seven hole, are you ready?
Yeah.
Michael A. Taylor.
No.
Holy corn follicles.
I believe I think he's going to hit well. I also think that Michael A. Taylor gives you an opportunity to have somebody in front of Joey Bart, who's not the fleetest of foot, but Joey Bart does drive the ball from time to time. And if Michael A. Taylor gets after your power hitters clean off the bases or whatever, you've got Michael A. Taylor up and he gets on. Now he's somebody that Joey Bart might be able to drive home. So I have Michael A. Taylor here, and here's why. I think that Joey Bart is what he is, but I like Joey Bart, his ability to drive the ball. I would like for there to maybe him to have an opportunity to have guys on base when he drives the ball.
Which is exactly why I like him right after Rowdy Tellez, Brian, yeah, De La Cruz, and O'Neill Cruz.
Those guys are going to clear the bases with home runs and, you know.
I'm buying Paul on Michael A. Taylor. I think he's going to hit better, and I was honored that Paul changed his leadoff guy after I did, so I'm buying Paul on this too. Here's the end of my order then. Michael A. Taylor, Joey Bart, and Key Brian Hayes. And I think that Hayes, as your nine hitter, is actually your key player over the next 2 months. And I would hope he rises up to your top four or five hitters. But right now, he's in the nine hole for me. What's the bottom of your order?
I have Kiner Falefa seventh, Hayes eighth, Michael A. Taylor / Palacios ninth, depending on the matchups. And
I have Hayes batting ninth. I have Hayes batting ninth and Bart batting eighth. So I go Taylor, Bart, Hayes.
I'd rather Taylor flip the lineup over, too.
If we have four bench guys, here's what I'd say about this. I want the chance of a home run. I also want some speed and defense. And I got to tell you, I'm torn here. Obviously, one of the guys has to be Grandal, right?
Yeah.
So then you're down to three hitters. Are you're right about that? Three guys
you're
left on your bench?
Three guys on the bench.
You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. And I am. No, I can't do that. I don't have the guts for that.
What?
I think it would be... I think it would be Sawinski as a power option from the left side. And then I want a power option from the right side, and it might even be Hank Davis.
I'm fine with Hank Davis.
And then my choice would be Bay or Triolo. I love Triolo's defense, I do, but I like Bay's speed and defense. I think it might be Bay, Sawinski, and Davis. And then what do you do with Connor Joe?
So you hold three catchers?
I don't know.
Catchers?
He hasn't hit until the end of month.
So three catchers on the roster.
No, he's just a bat. Davis is just a bat.
Well, what about where he has to play defensively?
I know.
You throw him in right if you need to?
No, forget about Davis. He's
Grandal.
Not up here.
You don't have Grandal on your team.
I do. Yeah. He's my backup
catcher.
No.
I got to think about this.
We'll
obviously,
call him up
Connor Joe's going to be here, but that's not the exercise.
No.
I would say.
He's been horrible for two full months.
I would say Davis. I would bring Davis up and make him my catcher and send Grandal to the land of the DFA.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though Skeens loves him.
Yeah, I would too.
You would too?
I would too. I think.
No. You can't take him away from Skeens.
I also
Skeens.
Don't think anybody's going to pick him up. I don't think anybody's going to claim Yasmani Grandal off waivers either.
I'm not doing it.
You can find a way to keep him in the organization.
I need a defensive catcher and a guy who can strategize against opposing lineups.
Yeah, the strategy
part's
important.
Huge.
You're saying that Joey Bart isn't good defensively, though?
He is. But I want Grandal, too. I want two of those guys.
All right, so then you can't have Davis. You're not going to have Davis.
I know. I just realized
that. I would have Davis and not Grandal. I would actually have, as my extra outfielder guy, Palacios.
Yeah.
Over Bay. I do like the speed that Bay presents
over
on the bases.
Over Bay and Sawinski?
Bring him into the eighth or ninth, let him run.
I know. That's what I made a nice catch last night, too, didn't he?
I would actually have Triolo because he's, you know.
So Triolo, Davis.
Palacios. And I mean.
We're all stuck with Connor Joe.
Connor Joe's going to be on the roster.
He's got to be because he's your other four. He's
but
your
that
other
isn't
first
the
baseman.
Exercise.
He's
here.
Your other first baseman. You have to have him on your roster.
Well, Connor Falefa can play first, they
well,
say.
Well, Yasmani Grandal played first as well in a pinch in Arizona,
Triolo,
too.
Triolo. I mean, you don't need to have Connor Joe. Actually, get Connor Joe the hell out.
Why can't Henry Davis learn how to play first base?
Why is Connor Joe a given? Why is he just a given?
Yeah, he really shouldn't be.
He wouldn't. He would actually. Now it would be Davis, Palacio, Triolo, and probably my other guy would be Sawinski.
And then when Gonzalez comes back, who's gone? Triolo.
Yeah.
Triolo to AAA. Yeah. They're not going to bring Jack Sawinski back until September at least.
No, but I'm just saying, like if you're talking about a power option, you like Joe said, you need a power left-handed option off the bench.
Either Palacios
well,
or
I guess you got
I'd rather have Palacios.
You've got Palacios, too.
More consistent.
You've got Palacios, too. You could have him. That's right. He's a lefty. I forgot all about that. So you don't need Sawinski. Who the hell else do they have?
I'd go Grandal. Try to get Davis up in his spot anyway. Palacios.
God
bless you.
Thank you.
Connor Joe. I don't want Connor Joe on this team.
Come on, Connor
and
Joe.
I like Bay with the speed, but can he hit? I mean, we haven't seen it proven in the majors.
I know, but there's...
See, the thing about...
Coming off the bench, there's pinch running.
That's why
fielding.
I want him on the team
so
to be
here's
a pinch
the thing,
runner.
Here's why I would take Bay. Because he's like Connor Joe. He can play... They've played him at second before. He's played some other positions, so he's got flexibility there.
Like, let's say the wild card started today, and all things are equal, and Nick Gonzalez is healthy, and the full team is healthy, and Nick Gonzalez starts, and let's say Michael A. Taylor's in center.
Is Nick Gonzalez a starter when he comes back?
Yeah. Yes, he's a starter. He's been one of your most clutch hitters on the team, most clutch hitters in baseball.
He's been a clutch hitter. He hasn't been a very good. He has been really good.
Eight game-winning RBI since he came up. That's one of the best in baseball.
So if Kiner Falefa's really good at second, you just put Gonzalez back over him?
I would, and I put Kiner Falefa moving around between center field and somewhere else.
No, I put Kiner Falefa at third and sit down Cabrian Hayes.
If he's still performing like this.
If he's hitting like this. I think you're better with Falefa at third and Gonzalez at second than you are with Gonzalez at second and Hayes at third.
Then you bring Hayes in defensively late innings.
I realize that Gonzalez has been clutch, and I've enjoyed that. And I like him, and I love the mustache. But you are aware that his on-base percentage is .293, which is horrendous.
Yeah, he doesn't walk.
And his OPS is .680, and he doesn't really hit for power. So those are problematic issues, you know?
No, I agree. He just has a clutch gene to him, though.
And he's not a great fielder. He doesn't have great range.
I don't think he's bad.
He's okay.
Yeah,
the guy to bring it in won a gold glove.
Right. Who can play multiple different positions. I don't take Gonzalez out of the order. I'd rather play Kiner Falefa in center over Michael A. Taylor if Michael A. Taylor can't channel what he's done the last 2 days.
How dare you say play anybody over Michael A. Taylor?
Because he's shown it for 2 days.
He's shown it for a whole
month. I'm not going to believe it.
He has a .953 OPS in July. Does he, Paul? 993.
Whatever
you said.
It was, yeah. You can I think you. Here's the thing. I think because you got De La Cruz.
I had too much Diet Coke.
I think because you have De La Cruz, okay. That you have your two corner outfielders are allegedly or whatever are good hitters. You can live with Michael A. Taylor in center and have a really good defensive outfield as well, and. Maybe he's going to hit more.
He is hitting more.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for somebody to take out of the lineup, right now the guy I would take out of the lineup is Cabrian Hayes.
Don't make fun of Michael A. Taylor anymore.
Right?
City limits.
Right? Cabrian Hayes.
He's I want to see more.
He's turned from Michael DFA Taylor to Michael A-plus Taylor. That's who he is
He's had a
right
couple
now.
Very clutch hits. There's no denying that. I still want to see more from him to be able to say that
again,
he can start the rest of the
season.
So do I.
Cabrian Hayes is the guy right now that's just useless.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills. He ain't useless in the field, though, man.
He's not.
He made it a triple play.
Now, I agree with you. What you said the other day, I said last week that generally I want offense over defense because how many plays in a game does a guy make that an average major leaguer couldn't make? Whereas you get four at-bats to make a profound difference in the game.
Right.
But some of the plays that this dude makes are unbelievable. Like, he's an exception to that rule
We've
for me.
We've seen it twice in this series against Houston. I mean, one play that he botched, it was a bad hop, whatever.
That was a bad hop.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean...
He's making plays where he's the shot at him with a bunch of topspin. He's on his back, starting a double play practically.
What is up with this dirt in Houston as well, or this turf, whatever the hell you want to call it, where basically the balls are taking weird turns, spins, O'Neal Cruz is falling, same thing with Hayes, it's weird.
We have Jonathan Mayo next. Is that right?
That's correct.
And he's a prospect expert and a younger player expert and just a good baseball guy. My fear is he's going to tell us that the Pirates lost a rising star in Bob McAdoo's cousin, Charles McAdoo.
Garrett Forster, the infielder.
I'm predicting that's going to happen in this interview. Hopefully he's going to say that the Pirates made out well, because he's really good at what he does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.